life gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. My guest today is Ruth Joanne Goodyear, a nurse and mental health professional in Canada who has done recovery work with victims of satanic ritual abuse. Today we're going to discuss the Pizzagate scandal again and also the involvement of the Clinton Foundation, Jeffrey Epstein, the DynCorp Corporation, George Soros, and NGOs in the global pedophilia and human trafficking and organ trafficking networks. I've posted many articles and videos on my Facebook page to refer to during our discussion today. I'll bring Ruth on now and I'll have her give listeners a little background on the Pizzagate scandal. Welcome to the show, Ruth.
Hello, Evelyn. It's nice to hear your voice.
You too.
I didn't see you on the Women's March.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't have attended that Soros-funded, hate-filled march. And I wouldn't have marched with those perverted women.
You know, Evelyn, I did tune in. You know why?
My.
I was waiting and watching for these women, hoping that they were going to stand up there and demand an investigation into child trafficking and the satanic pedophiles that are ruling our world. And there wasn't one mention of any such thing. There was also no one ranting or talking about Farmageddon and our children and vaccines. But, you know, it just seemed to me that there was an awful lot of people dressed up in vagina costumes.
Really? And
I
those little hats they wore?
Vagina
those little hats
costumes.
They wore?
Mm.
Right. And those little hats they wore looked like horns, like devil horns on them?
Oh, those were pussy hats.
Right, right.
Those were pussy hats, yes. You know, the women closest to me would rather die than put on a vagina and pussy hat and march through Washington in support of the mass slaughter of children because they were actually supporting the Hillary case and the Hillary Foundation. I heard so many much support for Hillary. Don't people realize in the U.S., like I've been working 25 years this year as a mental health social worker and former therapist. I'm no longer working as a therapist because it's just too much hard work. I can't listen to any more trauma. I'm 70 years old now. But I listen to so many adolescent and young adult victims of sexual trauma, and I recognize pedophilia as a serious mental disorder. And, you know, in 2013, the American Psychological Association took it out of the classification manual. So now pedophilia is considered to be a natural sexual orientation. I just want to put that out there as a little background before we talk about the
Pizzagate. That's what they're trying to push on all of us.
Well, the agenda has been pushed, hasn't it? Really much so. And I first started listening about Pizzagate, and I didn't really understand at first what it was, but did you know that Pizzagate has a Canadian connection?
No.
This burst in Canadian news in December, just this year, in December, that there's a whole Pizzagate connection here in Canada. That's when I really, really got interested in it. So the Pizzagate thing in Canada broke, I think the first one I saw at the middle of our this past December, just before Christmas. And it's Project Spade.
Project Spade?
Yes, and this has been, it was in the news before, but it wasn't with connection to Pizzagate in Washington. They didn't link it. It's something from 2013 that was going on here in Canada, and it uncovered an entire pedophile movie production site right here in where I live, and a distribution company right here in Toronto that was operating online. And there were nearly 400 children have been rescued, and 348 adults were also arrested. And among these were doctors, nurses, social workers, police, school teachers, and foster parents were all involved.
Sure. Same thing that goes on here.
Oh,
but yours was
it's all over. So where do we begin if we're going to give a little summary of Pizzagate? Like, it's gotten so big, and the last time I was on your show, it's even gotten bigger now, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because in these emails, you know, we're so, and I am too, so focused on Pizzagate, you know, wanting to stop the abuse of our children and murder of our children, that I don't look at all the other information that's come out from these emails. But, no, this isn't just limited to Washington. This pedophile and human trafficking network is all over the globe. And the Clinton Foundation is running it. And, you know, it's much, much, much deeper than what's going on in Washington, what we report in Washington. And did you notice that that there were protests at Comet Pizza over the weekend?
I did. Yes,
yeah.
I did.
But
and they were putting the signs up that actually said pedophiles and pedos.
Right, but
that's
you know
the
what
first
mainstream
I ever
media,
saw.
The mainstream
Pardon?
Media couldn't get away with not reporting that, you know, not reporting those protests. But I was watching clips, and what they're saying on the mainstream media is they're just objecting to gay people. That's why they're protesting that. The mainstream media doesn't talk about that they're protesting that a pedophile ring is run out of that place. You know,
as a matter of fact, I only saw it on the internet radio. I never saw it on any of the media stations.
Well, that's what I'm saying. On the mainstream media, they didn't show pictures or anything. They're broadcasting that there was a protest there, but it was, you know, against gay people and the transgender people and stuff. That is not true. You know, it was not against gay people. Or transgender people. It was against the pedophile network that's being run out of that place. For all them
they're
places,
getting,
that whole street.
They're getting desperate in their measures to cover this up. They're getting very transparent, actually, in their desperation.
Oh, absolutely. And what I wanted to, what has really come out, this George Webb is doing a big investigation on this child trafficking and, you know, pedophilia and organ trafficking networks. Run by the Clinton Foundation. And, yeah, they're getting desperate, real desperate, you know. And so Jeffrey Epstein's involved, you know, that convicted pedophile that got off so easy that has that orgy island down there in the Virgin Islands. And DynCorp Corporation is involved. And then George Soros, you know, he funds all these things. And then
yes, he's
these
the money
other,
man.
Sure. And then these other non-governmental organizations are contributing money to the Clinton Foundation for all this organ trafficking and human trafficking and pedophilia trafficking, you know, so they're all involved. So this George Webb is investigating this, and he's tying it all together. And, in fact, I think he's going to file a lawsuit on behalf of victims against all these people.
Well, there's been an awful lot of victims that were paid off and hidden away and put in psych units and that
right.
have just disappeared. That just go missing,
right, but,
the victims, many mm-hmm. of these victims. Now, I first heard of the Lolita Express when it was exposed that Prince Andrew, the English royalty, was connected with Jeffrey Epstein. And apparently Prince Andrew's also involved in this whole business with human trafficking and the entire connection. So the royalty's in there right up there with them. And Pizzagate is just this newest scandal now that just put the spotlight on everything, right?
Well, right, and you know, to put the spotlight on it in the United States, because here, you know, I mean, we constantly have politicians getting busted, you know, with underage kids, and but every time it comes out, you know, it gets covered up. You know, I just seen today this article was out about Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House, that went to prison for, well, he was a child molester. He was raping young boys on his wrestling team in high school way back when. But, of course, he had this history, so he was perfect to put in that position in Congress, you know, because he had that history, so everybody knew it. So he was perfect. He was third in line to be president in this country. where he was former Speaker of the House.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyhow, he got sentenced to jail because what he got busted for was paying off some of these victims, okay? But what he was doing was making illegal transactions at the banks, taking out just enough so that it wouldn't show up that he was taking out this amount of cash. And so what they busted him for was they didn't bust him for being a pedophile. They busted him for making his illegal bank transactions. You know, so they sent him to prison for only, yeah, for 15 months, I think, was all, or 18 months or something. But the judge in the case said that he was just a prolific pedophile, you know. And so anyhow, now I see
the weak link is still unraveling, and that's that 41-year-old James Achilles Elefantis, the owner of Comet Ping Pong, right? I mean, he's even been called the 49th most powerful person in Washington.
Well, right, but I wanted to finish the story on Hastert.
Oh, I cut you off. I'm so sorry.
that now the story's out. That now he's demanding $1.5 million back from a victim because he said he talked, so he broke the agreement, the confidentiality agreement, to be quiet. But he didn't talk publicly. He talked to the FBI and told them. Yeah, so here's the story out in the mainstream media today. Hastert wants his money back because the kid he raped talked. This is how evil this country
is. You saw this today.
Yeah, I posted it. It's on my Facebook page. Yeah. So anyways, yeah. So, I mean, this is how they get away with it all the time. I mean, this guy, when he was Speaker of the House, this was years and years and years after he raped all them kids when he was a wrestling coach in high school. And it all gets covered up, and they get put in office, and that's who's running our country. Pedophiles that are all blackmailed to the hilt.
Well, the fact that the FBI refuses to follow through on releasing anything that they found out, I mean, this makes it even more of a cover-up when they're not even doing anything. They must all be involved, too.
There's so many of them involved, too, right. And the CIA is behind all these child trafficking rings in other countries and stuff, too.
And most of the judges at the top are all paid off, all these top judges.
Well, sure, that's why Scalia was murdered last year. You know, they blackmailed him. And I never even can remember what the heck Obama wanted from him. But what it was is they got this file from this, they made this bust, I think it was in Italy, of this guy named Sterling. And they got a hold of his computer. Well, it had all the information in there on all the pedophile rings and stuff in the one that Scalia was at the top of. And so they got all what they do with these people. All these places that do this stuff have cameras and stuff. And so they take pictures and videos of these politicians or CEOs from companies, bankers, anybody, having sex with these little kids. And then they blackmail them with them. And so when they want something done, if that politician or judge or what something won't do it, they go to them with a file, like Obama called Scalia in before he took his trip to Texas, and showed him gave him this file. Who knows what was in it, what they had him on tape doing. But then he had to leave and go with his buddies down there to the Bohemian Road-type ranch where they have hunting parties, where they have little kids that they strip them and make them run naked, and they hunt them down, and they have to hide, and if they catch them, they rape them and murder them. This is where he was going, to one of those parties, and they murdered him. And they didn't do an autopsy, they didn't do nothing, they just get away with it. And this is what I mean. This is so embedded in this country, in our political system, that they get away with all this, even murdering the top judge on the U.S. Supreme Court.
So they're all going around taking pictures of each other and telling on each other and blackmailing each other and paying each other huge sums of money, and everybody's sworn to secrecy because they're all in on the same thing. Oh, my.
Right.
And they grow so young, not only children, but, like, we're talking babies and toddlers and very, very young children. I saw some of these pictures, and these pictures are very, very disturbing, but I had to see them. I had to look. Like, these little babies for sale, German baby for sale was one, at $1,200. Like, I couldn't believe that was a real baby.
Right.
I mean, it looked like it could be a doll.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure,
I know it's real babies. And they these photos also, I saw child-sized coffins.
Right.
You know, and they say that they use these coffins as torture chambers. They don't, they're not using them as coffins. They're using them to lock these kids in with snakes and spiders and things like that to terrify them at first. Right?
Right. I've had guests on my show that that's been done to them. You know, I had Fiona Barnett from Australia, and that's what they do to these little kids. That's one of the things they do to traumatize these kids. Put them in these coffins, and they think, and with, like you said, with bugs and snakes and everything else, and they think they're dead.
And they're left there sometimes for days.
Yeah.
Locked in these boxes.
And what people don't understand, why people like me and you, and there's probably a million investigators out there investigating this now worldwide, want to stop this, to save these children. I mean, this has been going on forever.
Well, there was a million women marching on Washington, and out of those million women, there was nobody shouting out about pedophilia.
No.
And they
no.
were mothers, apparently.
And George Soros funded that.
And, you know, it just seems to me that so many of us are asleep and just not seeing what's right in front, not refusing to see it, actually, refusing to see it because it's so unpleasant.
Well, you know, I wonder about that about me. I mean, why did I not see this? Why did I not see how deep this was?
Because we've all been fooled, we've all been brainwashed, and the cover-up. I mean, they just can't keep covering it up anymore because of people like Assange and the whistleblowers that are coming out is just awesome. It's amazing. And these people are really jeopardizing their lives when they come out.
Well, yeah, look at how many people have been killed now just in the last 6 months.
And sex trafficking networks are not a new phenomenon. They've been, look at the 80s, look at the Kinsey report when that sexual revolution started. But everything was able to be hidden until now.
Right. You know, and
I mean,
people,
we're even talking about Prince Charles and it going that high up, Prince Philip and Prince Charles and all these lords in Britain, and they're so connected.
They all are involved. I mean, you know, that with Savile, I mean, my God, Prince Charles and Savile were best buddies. He was a mentor to Prince Charles.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, real scary. You know, and this is so funny. I was just reading before we got on the show about this Thompson that is the head of the New York Times now. He is the one that was over there, and he was the head of BBC and covered up all these years of Savile raping thousands of kids and people. I mean, he's been doing it since the 60s at least. But he is providing, you know, the kids to everybody else too. And how perverted these people are. I mean, Savile was even into having sex with bodies. So he'd murder these kids and have sex with them at these orphanages and hospitals.
There's more people into necrophilia than you could imagine. It's another taboo subject that nobody wants to talk about, having sex with the dead. I've actually known doctors. You know, when a person's family members leave the room, nobody knows what happens in a hospital with the dead, with the dead bodies, how they're handled or mishandled. And not everybody is ethical in the treatment of the dead. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just going to leave that out there.
Well, obviously, they're not.
But Jimmy Savile, just look at his eyes, look at his face, look at his, look what he looks like. How could anybody look at that man and think, oh, he's Prince Charles' mentor? Ooh.
Yeah, I think he used to do marriage counseling with Diana and the prince.
I think so. He was trying to help them.
Help them. Right.
So we know we have a huge problem here in the United States, but look at the child trafficking victims in third world nations like Haiti, and look at the Clinton Foundation and how many children, we'll never know how many children were taken out of Haiti.
No, and see, in Jeffrey Epstein's island is right near there. So,
see?
So George Webb thinks that they're trafficking them right to Epstein's island. You know, and, oh. And it came out early. It only came out recently that Hillary made 6 trips to that island. Before, it had come out that Bill Clinton had made 26 flights. He'd taken flights 26 on the Orgy Express, where they always have underage girls, and then they have a bed on the airplane, and they have, they have orgies on the airplane, fly all around the world with these young girls, and they get them from all different countries.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein has a woman who pimps for him.
Oh, sure. That Griselda Maxwell.
Yes, yes. And then she has sex with the young girls, too.
Right. And they all got plea deals, when the federal government intervened in the state case in Florida. The federal government intervened, and that's who gave them this great deal to let him off. What was it? It was supposed to be 18 months in jail with I think he only served 11, and that was on, he had the, he could leave to go to work, so he only slept there 6 hours a night, and he had it made. There was, at the commissary, some of the things he bought would be Vaseline and things. Oh, Jesus, I'm telling you. And so anyways, they're thinking that this Jeffrey Epstein's island from Haiti, that they're trafficking kids in right to the island.
And it's easy on boats to get away with it. On boats.
Sure.
It's easy.
Well, sure. Right. And also that DynCorp has a helicopter, or Jeffrey Epstein does, a helicopter user, is registered to the State Department. When they checked
my
meds. Yeah. So, I mean,
this
Hillary was, Secretary
going,
of State.
Right?
So.
Your tax dollars are paying for this.
Yeah, sure. We're probably paying for it, yeah. But now this Comet Pizza place, now, according to George Webb, what he says is he thinks this Comet Pizza place, what they do is that they sell these children to rich kings, and Arab kings and kings from Africa and stuff. He thinks that, that they held fundraisers. Hillary Clinton had fundraisers held at Comet Pizza. And I'm thinking at the time, of all places, the rich people you guys hang around with, the kind of money they're giving, you're holding them at a pizza parlor, And, now it explains it. Because he said they'll close it down and everything, and they'll have these kings from African countries or from Arab countries and stuff come in, and they'll display these children and let them pick them. And then they write the check to the Clinton Foundation.
And the children become the currency.
Yeah. As part of their deal for that donation, millions of dollars they give. They display these children there at Comet Pizza for these rich foreigners, and then they can pick them.
Mm-hmm. And they want their organs as well.
Oh, yes, that too. Oh, absolutely.
The child's organs, children's organs are much more valuable than adult organs.
Are they?
Yes.
I was wondering about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you, for older people, could you put a child's organ in?
No. But they use the organs they use for cannibalism and so on. Like this is the young blood and so on for cannibalism, the rituals, the satanic rituals. I'm talking about those organs that they take from the children.
Right.
The younger, the better. The younger they are, the more tasty and the more they get off, the more the drug. Because the DMT from the children is addictive, and it goes right to their brains, and they become very addicted to this blood, and it's better than any kind of speed.
I've heard that, yeah. And they become addicted to it.
Becomes like a serum that they have to have.
Right.
One of your politicians was arrested or picked up one time. Who was it? A guy that did the Inconvenient Truth, and he was carrying a bag of blood in his briefcase. Yeah.
Yeah.
These kind of people, they like to drink that kind of blood because it gives them stamina and it makes them younger. They feel that they won't get old.
Right.
And there's a whole underground market. Have you visited the deep, dark web?
No.
You don't want to. That's where an awful lot of this stuff is exchanged. The deep, dark underbelly of the Internet. The deep, dark web.
And that's where they do that?
an awful lot of this networking. Like, for instance, I know here in Toronto, that's where egg donors, are, women that sell their eggs, is illegal here in Canada. It's legal in the States. But yet there's a whole underground market to buy eggs on the deep, dark web. So you can buy anything. You can buy human parts. You can buy bodies. You can buy corpses, whatever you want. You can buy them on the deep, dark web. That's kind of evil. It's, and the, this death cult has developed.
Yeah, very evil. Yeah. And I don't, I don't think people understand the whole, all of the activities that can go into war profiteering schemes. You know, I mean, this bit of overthrowing governments and going in and stealing their children, like I posted on my Facebook page one day, a picture of, it was all bodies of children that had been, I think it was from Syria, that they had taken, and they had taken all the organs out of them, and they were just laying there dead, and some of them they had bundled up with sheets and stuff. I don't know where they shipped the bodies after that.
When
but
I first saw your picture,
room.
I thought it was mannequins. I couldn't believe that. I remember when you first posted that picture, I was so horrified. I didn't have my glasses on. I thought it was, didn't think, it looked like dolls, that picture. It was very graphic. But my God, it tells a story, doesn't it?
Yeah, it got through to people. I think over 2,000 people, 2,000 of my friends shared that video to show what they're doing. I mean, this is part of the war profiteering. You know, as much as wanting to steal the country and steal their resources and everything, this other stuff, this human trafficking of children and in organ trafficking and things, this is all part of the war profiteering. You know, what the Clintons are involved in, you know, yeah, they're selling arms and they're selling drugs and they're trafficking those too, but this is the other part and the money to be made.
Well, this is what I found in my research, that we worry so much about guns, we worry so much about drugs, but the human trafficking trade is exploded way, way, way more than guns and drugs. We don't have to worry
it's
so much about
over
guns and drugs.
$100 million in 10 years.
This is where follow the money. This is the money trail is in humans.
Right, right. And that's what people need to look at. You know, and people think, you know, well, they look at this Pizzagate. Well, I don't have to worry about that. You know, they don't realize a million kids go missing in this country every year. And that's what's happening to the majority of them that go missing. And mm-hmm. that, like you said, people are involved, like in Canada, judges, police. That's the same thing here, and people don't understand that. People better be more afraid of calling social services or child protective services for some wrongdoing by the other parent or something. They better be more afraid of that than they are with dealing with their own problems.
Exactly. That's it. That's one of the things I recommend to people. Like, don't call the police for help. Don't go to Children's Services for help. We can't go anywhere for help anymore. There just doesn't seem to be anybody anymore you can get really get help from.
No, is this
the
same
Canada? Who do you call?
Right, right. And, you know, and I don't think... you know, are woke up enough to know that they are causing these hurricanes. They are causing, like down in Haiti, they create this, and then they go in and rape the country.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other goal is starting wars, like in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen. They go in and rape the countries, but nobody has really looked at this. What other trafficking they are doing, not just arms and not just to build pipelines, the money they are making off this. This went from like 45,000 in 2004, this human trafficking business, up to 140,000 in 2015. This is how much it has picked up. And of course, Clinton was Secretary of State many of those years. And
she got herself into some powerful, powerful places, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. Yes, she has. And she's always, and she mixed in with all these thugs. And you got to believe that the whole world right now is afraid, these world leaders. Because, yeah, they've had busts in other countries, one country at a time, or they bust, you know, they'll bust this leader over there when all the Savile stuff came out. Look at how many UK politicians were involved in this, you know, prime ministers and everything. But they get away with it all the time. Not
I
now.
Guess that's because they're all connected. They're all connected. That's
yeah.
why they get away with it. There's strength in numbers.
Sure, sure.
Oh.
And now I was listening. Yeah, and the CIA is involved in this all the time. I was listening to George Webb today talk on the Richie Allen show, and he was talking about how these little countries like in Africa or these other little countries and stuff, that they got a regular playbook, the CIA, how you entrap them, make them complicit. That they go in and they call them brownstone operations. And they rent a house and stuff, and then they get the world, then they get the leaders of the countries and stuff to come over for parties, and they, you know, get them all drunk and everything. And then he said, you start out, you know, where you have, get them all drunk and everything and drug them and stuff, and have 18-year-olds you start out with, and then they get them all used to that, and you keep bringing the age down till you get down to 12-year-olds and stuff. And then he said, then you got them. Because you get pictures, you got to remember, they take these videos and pictures, and once they get them in bed with the 12-year-old, or probably even younger, who knows, and they got them. And so they can take over the country. And they'll follow
and
the line and do whatever
that
they tell.
The role that Hollywood plays in all that, never mind just keeping us dazed and amused and hypnotized.
Right.
But when you
right.
look at the pedophilia throughout Hollywood and all of these young child stars, how they become so traumatized through MK Ultra and all of that business throughout all Hollywood.
Sure. They all
and that's been covered up. That's only been coming out recently that we know about this. That's been covered up until recent stories.
Sure. And they do
it's
it
the wall of silence
kids.
In the entertainment field. It's even worse than in real life. Both Hollywood and the music industry are notoriously saturated with pedophiles.
Well, sure. And I don't think people really grasp that they all are, they all those people in pedophile, I mean in Hollywood, are MK Ultra slaves. You know,
yes,
that they've all
slaves.
Been traumatized. Mm-hmm. And then you see how they act. I mean, and they do it to their own kids. You know, the same with politicians. I mean, I always, well, it ain't funny at all, but I always bring up Joe Biden there, how, you know, swearing in members of Congress. They're all compromised. So he's right there on public TV, on C-SPAN, for the whole world to watch, trying to feel up these children. Right for everybody watching, the parents let him, because that's, they're in it. He's swearing them into Congress, and that must just be like a right to them then. I get to paw your children right on TV for the whole world to watch and throw it in everybody's face that this is what we're doing.
That sends a chill up my back as a mother who's raised three girls. I've watched Biden, his hands all over those little girls, and the mother's just looking the other way. Wasn't Joe Biden, didn't he have a son that was caught up in some kind of scandal as well a few years ago?
Oh, well, sure. The one that he got the job with in the Ukraine oil company. He was kicked out of the Navy because he was such a bad coke addict. And then he gets hired for this job in Ukraine when they're overthrowing that country with an oil company. But
okay.
Joe Biden, you know, they make these sacrifices too of their own family members and friends. Well, you notice Joe Biden's other son died supposedly of cancer. Right around that same timeline too.
Interesting.
So whatever deals Joe Biden got, he made the sacrifice, he had his son die. And people are bringing up, you know, about Barbara and old man Bush keep this baby in a jar, you know? Yeah.
Yes.
That would be
what is that?
From them sacrificing that baby. That's how evil they are.
That was an abortion in the jar?
It's a dead baby or a dead child. No, it wasn't an abortion. I don't know. The baby that died.
Ugh.
I know it. I know it. Evil, evil, evil.
I think people pull the wool over their own eyes when they believe also that their own leaders are somehow more honest or more moral than another country's leaders. Like, for instance, I'm just looking at the number of Canadians that got involved in that Trump stuff. And we got our own problems with Trudeau, but our Canadian people seem to think Trudeau is like the new blood of the future. And most Canadians don't even know we have a Trudeau Foundation here.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have a Trudeau Foundation, much like the Clinton Foundation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it up to the same thing?
Oh, it was formed to commemorate his father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was a known pedophile back in those days. It was all covered up.
Right.
He was known.
Right.
And donations and gifts keep coming in to the Trudeau Foundation from the Chinese, from George Soros, from all kinds of deals he's making with pipelines and so on, all coming into the Trudeau Foundation. I wonder if they're involved with Pizzagate. Keep an eye out for some Canadian stuff in your research.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into that. But I know
I think Canada's better
Foundation.
At hiding things or something. I think.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, the Clinton Foundation's going down. They're closing. And I don't think people know this, that Jeffrey Epstein claims to be a founder of that foundation and that Clinton Initiative. So, I mean, you know, they set it up from day one to do this stuff.
I guess they're running scared now. They have to pull it apart, don't they?
Oh, you bet they are, and so are all the people in Hollywood. And all of them screaming, you know, protesting because Hillary didn't get elected. No, because they're all pedophiles and they all participate in this filth. So they didn't want her going.
Oh,
I mean,
and then they have
their
high priestess, Marina Abramovic or whatever, Abramovic or whatever her name is, or their high Wiccan priestess keeps them all very spiritually correct with the breast milk and the semen, right?
Right, the breast
this came
milk,
out after
semen,
the Comet Pizzas,
urine.
After dark hours.
Right, right. And this is what came out. This was probably the first thing that came out in the Clinton emails, where that John Podesta was invited to a spirit cooking party. And yeah, I never knew about that, spirit cooking. I never heard of it before.
Neither did I.
You had neither?
Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. So
I wonder if that was also a distraction.
Oh, no, it's real. But go ahead and tell what she does with what they do with that.
Well, they smear it all over the walls. And then they cut a knife with a sharp knife cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand and then eat the pain. That's the ritual.
You know that they use when Hillary started running, wasn't that one of her slogans? I meant to look that
pain.
Up last week.
Eat
yeah.
the pain?
Eat the pain.
But
I have
then?
To look that up. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was in 2008 because I have to look that up because that phrase, I'm sure it was.
Eat
so,
the
you
pain.
Know, I mean, they've been flashing this stuff in front of our face. And even now, I mean, this has come out, and I think this guy posted this party that some guy that went to this party, I wouldn't know it was a waiter or something, snuck him these films and stuff. But it was all the Hollywood celebrities at one of these parties, a pizza party, don't you know. And the dinner was one piece of cheese pizza, some walnuts on the side, and pasta. And the prices went anywhere from $2,500 to $100,000 for this dinner. And you should have seen all the celebrities here. And so
I did. It looked like the Academy Awards.
No.
No, but the number of celebrities, it looks like they were from the Academy Awards. They were also well-used.
Well, yeah. There were so many there. Yeah. And then
many I recognize.
Yeah, and people have to realize what the pizza means. I mean, the pizza code, most of the listeners will know this, but the pizza is code words for pedophiles. Pizza means girls. Hot dogs means boys. Pasta means little boys. And cheese pizza means little girls. And walnuts mean people of color, okay? So what they had on their plate was, this would be after the party. They have this stuff, and then after the party, they have the pedophile party. That it meant that they were going to have little girls and that they were going to have little boys and obviously maybe colored or from Mexico or something. You know,
or if they
colored.
Have a chicken, it means a well-worn gay person, a sex worker or somebody who loves youth. Chicken.
No.
That's another word they use. And dominoes, somebody who dominates.
Right. So
the language is all out there, you know, for anybody to just Google search it. And then they keep talking about fake news. If this was fake news, it wouldn't be so easy to access it.
Well, right, and so anyhow, they push this in our faces because this has all blown up, and that them celebrities have this party. They don't even care that we know what the hell they're doing.
They want us to see it.
Well, obviously. And then I just noticed Saturday Night Live last night, I seen a clip on YouTube, had a skit about pizza. This is so insane. And if we don't stop this now, we have got to save these children, because if we don't stop it now, they're just going full speed ahead. And it'll be just like, you will face it if we take your kid tough shit. You know what they're doing? They are taking school albums of pictures of all little kids, and this is what they are showing the elites and rich. And they can pick these kids. If they find a special one they really like, and they will go and kidnap that kid and get them for what price, I have no idea. But this is how low they are going.
And some of the older children that they kidnap, they make them go out after the other children and hunt them too.
Right.
Some of these
David Schroeder talked about that, right?
Survivors have told that they had to do that.
And it's really easy, like going to a shopping mall. Some kid's there with his parents. You know, you're a kid. You just go up and start talking to him. And you just kind of, weasel them away a little bit. And then they got a car and stuff all waiting.
And it's so easy to distract the mother these days.
Well, nowadays it's probably getting harder, I would think, to distract the mother.
Well, I don't know. The mother's on their cell phones constantly, always looking in their cell phones.
That could be, too. I never thought of that.
Right.
Yeah. But
everybody's distracted
nowadays. Yeah. It is so scary.
Weren't we all distracted? I know I'm distracted.
Oh, yeah.
I hate having such a dependency on my phone. It's all part of my work life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but
that's why I think we're also distracted in this age of technology. We don't know sometimes what's up and what's down.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, and then we have all this, this business about fake news, and of course they've got to do this to cover this all up. But half of the people in the news media are involved in this too. I mean, when Jeffrey Epstein got out of prison, they had a party at his house in New York, and George Stephanopoulos is there. Katie Couric, welcoming home from prison, They're all involved.
I was reading about Bo Biden, that the word is out that it was a medical assassination when he died.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he was a sacrifice. He was a satanic sacrifice.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
I also read that Justin Trudeau's brother was a satanic sacrifice.
Well, probably. Any of them that you see die in those families, yeah, they are.
Yeah, he died in an avalanche, a very mysterious death.
Okay.
An
and
avalanche,
if you look
very
around
mysterious
in,
death.
In his, if you look around in his life, you'll probably find something that he got some promotion or won something big or something that he made.
Well, that was before he got to be prime minister.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. How long
I've been
that
really paying attention to him. Because I'm old enough to be around when his father was, Trudeau mania time. I was right on the Trudeau train with Trudeau mania. We were all mesmerized.
Right.
He was as popular as the Beatles.
Well, I'll tell you, the media covering this up, they can't do it much longer. I mean, CBS finally had a show on a few nights ago with Ben Swan talking about it, and he said he investigated it for a month. And, his question is, why is no one investigating this?
Everybody is investigating it, but nobody's creating any charges.
Well,
nobody's
not the
getting
mainstream
convicted.
Media I'm talking about. You don't see anything about this on the mainstream media.
Oh, no, I thought you meant the police, and I thought you meant, the FBI and the CIA. They've investigated it. They're doing nothing. But the media's not covering it. No, they're covering it in a good light by calling all this fake news.
Right.
And they're making these pizza places look like they've been victimized.
Yeah.
They're talking bad about them.
Right.
Well, Fantas has lost his reputation, for God's sake.
Right, and how they twisted them protests around instead of saying right out, this is over Pizzagate. It's that easy, you know, to sit there and say it's just protesters against the transgender and the gay community. Yeah, right. What do people go there to protest that for? The place has been there forever.
Can
but
I ask you a question?
The media can't get away with not covering it at all, these protests. I mean, they were big.
I'd like to ask you a personal question.
What's that?
In your personal life, outside of your work and outside of doing these radio shows, do you find anybody wants to talk about this?
No. I'm the only one that brings it up. When I go around any of my family members or friends, which I don't see that many people, but no, And this is sad. These children need saved. My God.
I've got family members that no longer speak to me because of this business.
Oh, yeah.
They refuse. I've lost all my friends over being real. I don't have any friends anymore. People don't want to hear me. They don't want to hear anything I have to say.
Yeah. Well,
too uncomfortable.
Well, I'm sorry if it's uncomfortable. It's a hell of a lot more uncomfortable with these kids being raped and murdered and having their organs
stolen.
Well,
I'm just glad that I'm not the kind of person that's doing her life looking for popularity or looking to meet friends and influence people.
Yeah, I could care less. I could care less if people don't like me because I cover this kind of stuff. I don't care for many people who don't have an interest in this. If they don't care enough about our own children to stop this, I don't have much compassion for them. I'm sorry.
I didn't hear you. Pardon?
I said I don't have much compassion for them, for people that don't have an interest in this and saving our children from this trauma and murder and rape. You know, people that think that my covering this is bad, well,
I
whatever
think
they
brave,
think of me,
I think you're wonderful, and sometimes I really worry about you. That's why I'm always checking in with you, Evelyn, because the task that you're doing is very, very, very important, and you're reaching out thousands of people every day. You have so many followers. I really admire your work, and it's an honor to be asked to come on your show. I'm not good at this. I do most of my stuff through social media, but it's an honor to be asked on your show, Evelyn. I really support everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I'm honored that you would come on again, you know, to talk about this because, you know, that's the thing. And excuse me.
We have to. We have a responsibility, I believe. I think it's so important that we have to talk about it.
Well, you know, I think people are getting scared. I mean, how many people are getting murdered over this? You know, that Monica, is it Peterson down in Haiti?
Yes.
And they always write it off that they're suicides or they're overdosed on drugs and all this stuff. That's always a clear sign that they killed somebody. I mean, that woman was not down there investigating this child trafficking, human trafficking, and pedophilia and stuff and committed suicide. Like, right, she'd go all the way down to Haiti to do this investigation, and then she'd commit suicide.
They don't try and cover it up. It's so transparent, Evelyn. This is the tragedy of it all. They're doing it in broad daylight, and they're doing it barefaced, and nobody's taking a stand at all of these people. There have been 33 holistic doctors went missing and through death that were died in 1 year.
Right. Yeah, and you can look in any area of the government where people are investigating. You know, because the government's in the tank in every damn area they're supposed to be regulating. You know, they're in bed with whoever they're supposed to be regulating. And any investigators in any area that investigate these people will end up murdered. But it'll be suicide or overdose or something. And it's always good when they get people that have an addiction, you know, they're in recovery or something, because it's always,
exactly.
Oh, they went back to using and died.
Exactly.
You know? And that's what I would tell people. Don't ever believe it, because I'm recovering, you know. Don't ever believe it that if I end up dead, that I committed suicide or something. And
no,
I went back to
no.
using committed suicide. Don't believe it. You know, because that's what they usually use for people that are in recovery.
But this is what holds a lot of people back from speaking the truth.
Well, I think it's getting to that point. I mean, what is it, 3 WikiLeaks people are dead now in the last 6 months or 8 months?
Yeah. Yes.
And they're looking for that that Braveman, with the Eric Braveman. He had
80-something days. Has he been missing, or is it more than that now? They were counting the days that he's been missing. Eric Braverman. He's the FBI,
in November, I think,
one who was going to expose it all.
Well, they thought so, but he tried to get Russia to give him to take him in, like Snowden.
He did.
You know,
he
got
contacted them and asked him, didn't he?
Right, for asylum in Russia, yeah, because he had wrote it. What happened was he had wrote an email to somebody or something, and about the Clinton Foundation, and he had said follow the money, and everything. And he was really upset over how things went in Haiti, how they got all this money and they weren't doing anything, you know, they weren't helping the people, stuff like this. So he knew what was going on down there. So anyways, it came out in the emails that John Podesta found that, got a copy of that email and asked somebody else, who did this? Who wrote this? And they said who it was, and then he went missing shortly after. So, you know, he knows what's going on. And I guess he didn't like it.
Wasn't that the last public message from him, that he had contacted Russia and looked for asylum? Wasn't that the last time anybody heard anything from him?
I think so. Yeah. That's the last I knew of anything from him. So, I mean, people just go, and they do it right out in the open. They don't care. Now, say that reporter, Michael Hastings. Now, I guess he was investigating things in that could have led to some of this human trafficking and stuff, maybe over in Libya or some foreign country or someplace, you know. And at the time that he was killed, you know, he's killed in a car accident going about 80 miles an hour down a city street in Hollywood in a brand-new Mercedes, 2 weeks old, that crashes into a tree. But really, the car blew up before it even hit the tree. But the thing was, the night before, he had wrote people and said that the FBI was, he thought the FBI was tracking him and trying to talk to his friends and stuff, and he was onto something very important, and he was going to have to disappear for a while. And so he asked his friend, he thought maybe his car had been tampered with, so he asked his friend if he could borrow her car that night, and her car was in the shop, so she couldn't borrow it to him. And then she went up to pay her rent in the morning, and her landlord told her that Michael Hastings had been in a bad car accident at 4 in the morning, and his car had blown up. So they murdered him right out, and he was, the more I looked into it, he was investigating into this human trafficking and stuff, too. And so, I mean, this is going on in Libya, Syria, all these countries that they invade. You know, I mean, I think those bodies for the organ trafficking were kids from Syria. You know, and these kids will go missing. Like there was one time, it was 10,000 kids went missing off a rescue boat or something coming from Syria. And they just disappear. And
well, look at all those orphans in Haiti. And every time there's a disaster anywhere, look at all those orphans or children that went missing off Greece. You know, with every one of these refugee crises has lost children.
Right. They're not.
Isn't that a setup as well to make these children lost?
Sure. And this is what I mean when I say about this grand war profiteering scheme. That they're doing all this,
causing
the
chaos
arms.
With refugees.
Well, sure, they're trafficking arms, they're trafficking drugs, they're trafficking children, they're organ harvesting. This is all part of it, where they make this money. And the Clinton Foundation, you know, was getting a big cut off of all this. Well, now they're going down. I mean,
and we haven't
even talked yet
about the Vatican connection. We'll save that for another show.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, Jesus.
That's why my family doesn't talk to me, because they're all going to running off to church all the time.
Yeah.
So they don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I expose what goes on in the Catholic Church. I shouldn't be talking about that. That's not.
No.
That's taboo subject.
Right. Well, this big bust in Norway, pedophile bust in Norway, where they busted politicians and cops and all this. It was a big story on all the networks here. And the next day, they took that story down. And as soon as they did, I told my friend, U.S. politicians are involved. That's why they took that story down. Well, sure enough, they are. And, I mean, I don't know the names or anything, but in Norway, that's why they're stopping all donations to the Clinton Foundation. And because, well, they know what's going on. And so at the same time that they pulled those stories, then came out the reports that all the contributors over there were cutting donations to the Clinton Foundation. Well, we'll see what's going to come out in that in the end. But it's all tied together. It's all tied. So all these countries where the Clinton Slush Fund was going to help people with their charity, no, they were setting up all these child trafficking, drug running, pedophilia rings, all of it. That's where the money's went. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Ruth.
Are we done?
Covering this. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Evelyn. Thank you.
Done. Thank you for coming on and covering this subject, and we'll keep doing it.
Yes, okay. We will. You go, girl. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Well, folks, hope you learned something this week. We'll keep sticking to this story until we throw this open and bust them and get them out of our government. Bye.